Good morning, it's 6:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. In MLB news, Mookie Betts and all the players set to be free agents after the 2020 season may still get that chance if there's no baseball this year. That's part of a broad deal being negotiated by the Commissioner's Office and the Players Association that would reportedly credit major leaguers with the same service time this year that they earned in 2019 if there's no season because of the new coronavirus. MLB and the union would agree to try to play as many regular season games as possible and explore one-time changes to the postseason, which would create the possibility of expanded playoffs this year. Also, Commissioner Rob Manfred says the investigation of the Red Sox alleged sign stealing is complete, telling ESPN a verdict will be announced before the start of the season. Meantime, on what would have been opening day today, MLB will air one memorable game for each franchise on its YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook pages. In NHL news, the league says it is postponing the Scouting Combine, the League Awards ceremony, and the draft due to the coronavirus pandemic. All of those events were scheduled for June. And the Bruins say they are putting 68 full-time employees on temporary leave and cutting the pay of 82 others who work for the team or Delaware North, which owns the TD Garden, starting April 1st. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has instructed teams to close their facilities to all but a select few employees until at least April 8th amid the pandemic. In other NFL news, the Bills say former star linebacker Mike Stratton has died at age 78 due to heart complications stemming from a recent fall. Stratton spent his first 11 seasons with Buffalo and finished his career with the 1973 Chargers. He was a three-time All-AFL player and earned second-team AFL All-1960s team honors. I'm Jesse King.